Investigations remain ongoing at the state capitol related to accusations of sexual harassment and related misbehavior. The focus has mostly been on Representative Don Shooter, who's had 9 women publicly accuse him of inappropriate actions. There are new developments, though, one of which has some connection to the Shooter accusations. Another, though, has 4 female lawmakers criticizing 2 other female lawmakers, including Representative Michelle Ugenti-Rita, whose initial comments about Shooter led to the deeper investigation. With us for a few minutes is Dustin Gardner, Capitol reporter for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Dustin, good morning.
Good morning.
So who are these 4 lawmakers, and who are they accusing of what?
Okay, yeah, so 4 Republican lawmakers, Maria Sims, Jill Norgaard, Becky Nutt, and Regina Cobb, they signed a letter on Friday that was sent to Speaker of the House, J.D. Mesnard, basically saying that anyone accused of sexual misconduct should be treated the same. And this, essentially what they're getting at is they want 2 female lawmakers who've been accused of having relationships with House staffers to be suspended from, like, leadership roles in their committees or with the party.
Have you had a chance to get reaction yet? Because I understand with Rebecca Rios, one of the comments was that she is not actually, because she's with the Democrats, there's a different sort of standard that the speaker doesn't necessarily have power over that caucus.
Yeah, so Rebecca Rios, the minority leader in the House, also accused of having an affair, a relationship with a House staffer. The reaction from Democrats has essentially been that this is partisan. You know, this is a partisan attack in their view. They feel like, you know, there's no evidence to substantiate, or, you know, nothing publicly that we've seen to substantiate the claim that she had that affair.
Is it stunning in any way, and maybe you haven't had a chance to talk to enough people about this, but the fact that Michelle Ugenti-Rita's accusations against Don Shooter seemingly were the things that really opened up the floodgates on this, and that 4 of her fellow Republican lawmakers are coming down hard on her. Is there anything to read into that?
You know, yeah, I mean, there have been people who've reacted, you know, with the sentiment that essentially that they feel like the victim is being attacked or retaliated against, you know. But then we also, you know, heard from quite a few Republicans that are in the House involved in that realm. And, you know, they feel like if Michelle Ugenti's accusations are going to lead for Don Shooter to be suspended from his committee role, that she should also be suspended while the investigation is ongoing.
One other item we want to address with you, Dustin, is that on Friday, Kelly Townsend, who had also accused Representative Shooter of some misbehavior as well, she sent out a letter saying, "It's coming to my attention today. The House will be providing for the legal defense of Mr. Shooter and the sexual harassment claims he's now facing." How significant is it that Kelly Townsend, who is in Republican leadership, would comment on that?
You know, it's perhaps not particularly surprising because Representative Townsend, who is the majority whip in the House, she's often especially in line with other members of leadership. She's often seen as kind of being an island from some of the other members of Republican leadership. Her sentiment that, you know, that she's frustrated that taxpayer money is going to be used to pay for some of the attorney fees with those defending themselves against these accusations, that sentiment, you know, obviously has been voiced by multiple people who feel like taxpayers should not be picking up that tab. And the amount of attorney expense that's been authorized is currently $300 per hour for attorney, and there's no specific cap at this point on how much can be spent.
Okay, Dustin Gardner, who covers the Capitol for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Dustin, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Steve.